Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. So welcome everyone to the call. Tuck and I are excited to share what we want to teach about tonight, which is actually sharing product. Tuck and I have shared since we've been here with Dynamex, we've shared our product in just about every which way there is, and a lot of it was the wrong ways. So we've wasted a lot of money and a lot of our product in the wrong way, and so we had to learn how to share it correctly, and so that's what we want to share with you, and we hope you find some value in this. We want each of you, each and every one of you, to be successful in this without spending a lot of money or wasting your product. So this is an interactive call, and we will open this up because we want to hear from you as to how you share your product as well. And okay, honey, we'll go ahead and take it away. And
hey, everybody. We had a neat conversation at the last conference, and I was just explaining to people about how to share, how we shared our products in the beginning and how we didn't do this, and come to realize that a lot of the people in this company has never really shared product. They've shared the opportunity, and they've never been used on how much product to give somebody or how to approach people with your product. So I just wanted to try to give you some tips on that tonight, because I can promise you, like Laura said, we sure didn't do it right. What we done was, you got to remember, when we started this company, was in the very beginning. We had no testimonies. We had nothing. And Mr. Archer, that's on the call tonight, told us to go out and share the product. And then we put, then I would do a three-way call with the people, and it worked very good. And it's all because of how good our products are. And we got a lot of customers. But through that, we got away from sharing product, and then some people did share. So I'm going to just explain to you a lot of the mistakes that I made and a lot of the good things that we did. And so I don't want other people doing the same mistakes. If I can teach you now where you share it properly to begin with, we'll bypass a lot of learning curve. So let me tell you how I share a product. Because in the very beginning, I would go out and hand people probably 15 packs of products. I'd give them a week's worth of lights off, a week's worth of two a day of lights on, and I'd give them, that's all we had at that time, to be totally honest with you. We didn't have Maximize before or nothing. But what I found was, is I got people to use the products that was my good friends, and they used them because Tuck told them to use them. But on a regular stranger, I never put no value on this product. It was just like I handed it out like candy. And I knew, being a business guy, that the more I handed out, the more results I was going to get. So I expected to spend a whole bunch of money, but I was totally wrong. And the reason I say that, I never put enough value on our product. So most of the people would throw it up on their counter, never put it in their mouth. They'd just say, oh, that's some of that stuff that guy's handing out down the street or something like that. And I couldn't understand why people didn't try our products, because we all know when you try our product, it works. But what I had to learn the hard way was 70% of these people never even put it in their mouth. Well, a product's not going to work if they don't put it in their mouth. So it was a lot of learning curve, a lot of product that I handed out and wasted. And this is what I'm going to tell you, how that I share the product now. And about 80% of the time, I will have a success with it as far as the product goes. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to join your company or anything like that, but they're going to be a product user, most of them. So the way I want to explain this is to cut through all the mistakes I've made. Is we had lights on and lights off. So this is what I'm going to teach you to share. And then I can go into however you want to share the other products. But what I found lately is I give them, let's start with the lights on. I only give them three lights on. And I'm going to tell you why I give them three lights on. When you give somebody, this is what I found else to happen. When you give somebody like six lights on and five lights off, and then whatever else you get, you gave them too much product. And what they will do is they're going to use one of them and like it, and they're going to go to five of their friends, and they're going to give them each one pack, and they're going to try to get their two people before they tell you how good the product is. Okay, so you don't want to give them too much product. You can always give them another sample or two later. So what I suggest you do is I give them three lights off, and let me explain to you why I give them three lights off. 80% of these people are on sleep aids. They're on Lunesta, they're on Tylenol PM, they're on all these things that absolutely knock you out, and our product does not work like that. So if you tell these people to take this lights off tonight, it's going to put you to sleep or it's going to help you sleep, and they go home and they're used to that drug knocking them out, they're going to lay there and they're going to say, man, that product doesn't work. It didn't knock me out. And we all know that lights off does not knock you out. It allows your body to relax and allows your body to put itself to sleep. So here's how I share the lights off. I give them three packs. I tell them, now look, the first night it's probably not going to work. It has for some people, but it's most likely not going to work the first night. I tell them to take 2 ounces of water, mix your lights off in it. It tastes just like Tang. You got to drink that about 30 minutes before you want to go to sleep. I want you to just try to read a book or watch a little TV, and you'll feel yourself relax and then go on to bed. I said it probably won't work the first night. But I can tell you the second night it's going to work, and the third night you're going to call me up and wonder how in the world I can get it to you quick enough because you don't want to miss another night's sleep. That's exactly what I use. And 99% of the time, the people will tell you, you know, that stuff worked for me the first night because they're not expecting it to work. That's some of the things that I've learned throughout. That's how to share the lights off that I've had the best results in. Now, I don't care if you sell the product to them or if you just share it with them to go try, but you don't give them no more than that because you don't want them going out here and giving it to their friends right now and trying it yet. That's how I do the lights off. The lights on, I used to give them a bunch because Jay told me, you know, you give them two a day and their joint pain goes away. Well, I used to give them like 14. I give them 7 days worth of two a day, you know, to make sure they're joint pain. But what happened was it was way too much product, and they would try to build a business. Give them three lights on. And the reason I give them three, and here's how I tell them to drink it. If it's not the tired part of the day, let's say it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I talk to this person about they want to try the product. I make them hold it. I say, don't take this product. And I always ask them, what's the tired part of your day? And 99 out of 100 will say 1 to 2 o'clock after lunch. That's what everybody says for some reason. I say, okay, I want you to remember tomorrow about 1 o'clock, I want you to drink this one lights on, mix it in water, and I got a couple other little things because you don't know how these people are going to pour this packet in a bottle. I always tell them on the first one to drink about 2 inches of water out, pour your lights on in it, put the cap on it, shake it, and try to pour it over a glass of ice if you can. And for the reason that is, if they spill some of their powder on the bottle and then they reach up and take a drink of it, it's kind of bitter to them or it might not taste correctly. If you tell them to use ice that first time, it'll be wonderful. But I have them drink the first lights on at their tired part of the day because that's when they can actually feel the product work. If you tell them to drink it two tomorrow and they drink one in the morning with their coffee, they didn't feel anything about the lights on, okay? So if you tell them to drink it at their tired part of the day and then tell you how they feel about 4 or 5 o'clock, don't tell them they're going to get a burst of energy because tell them they're not. It's not like an energy drink. But just say when you go home at 5 o'clock after work, just notice how you feel, how clear and alert you are. You might want to go out in your yard and pick up some sticks or go shovel some snow for all you people up north. You might feel like doing more than just going home. And that's how I tell them, and I tell them the next day to drink two lights on. That'll be their three lights on. I tell them the next day to drink one in the middle of the morning and one in the middle of the afternoon, and just see how much more wonderful your day is. And they'll feel what they do. They'll start telling you how much they went home and cleaned the house or how much work they done. But those two products, the only other product that I give out to try it first is the B4. I give them two B4s. They work every time. But one of the keys about giving the B4 is you need to always explain to them how they're going to feel, because I had some people at first, I just give it to them, tell them to take this, and they get scared because of the tingles and the stuff. I always explain to them, this is one of the greatest workout drinks in the world. You can tell that I don't use it because I don't work out that much. But I've given it to guys that really do work out, and ladies, and it really has changed their workout routine. But when you drink this product about 30 minutes before you're going to work out, I tell them you're going to feel itchy. You're going to feel warm. I said, warm. And I said, what that is the blood vessels, you're dilating the blood. You're getting a lot more blood flow. You're going to feel some tingles. You're going to feel this stuff like the itch. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Just try it, but don't let it scare you. And then I won't have a problem with it because I explain to them how they're going to feel. That's the three products that I give them just to prove to them how our products are. And I only give people products after I've talked with them a minute about, not really, I don't dump the opportunity on them exactly, but I talk to them if they would be interested in doing what I'm doing. And I tell them about the opportunity if I can, and then I say, before we go any further, I want to prove to you that these products work, so I want you to give me a 3-day trial. Now, one of the most important things to do when you share this product, always remember, you ask them what time they go to bed. And when they say, I usually get in bed about 10 o'clock, about 9 o'clock, you text them. Don't call them, don't bug them, you text them. You say, oh, don't forget your lights off tonight, can't wait to hear the results. You text them to remind them, because 90% of the people don't remember this all the time. You may have given them products this morning, and they just actually forget to take it that night. So text them ahead of time. Same with your lights on around lunch. Text them, say, don't forget your lights on. Let me know how you feel later, or I'll text you back. And if you'll do this that way, I've had the most success than I had giving them too little of product or giving them way too much product. We'd like to open this lines up, and let me take a little bit of your questions and see if I've run in. We're going to open it up right now. And if we got a lot of background noise, we're going to have to ask some of the people to mute their phones if it's too noisy, but I'd like to. Does anybody have any questions? Now, I know somebody out there has a question.
Hey, Chuck. Heather.
Yeah. Heather.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
Heather. Good. How are you? This is Heather from Colorado.
Good, Heather. Good to hear you, Heather.
Really strange question, but have you...
Hey, guys, if you're not answering questions, mute your line.
Have you ever had somebody who just will not try the product? Have you ever asked for it back?
Wait a minute. I got some background noise, Heather. Let me go and you unmute yourself, Heather.
We'll try this.
We're going to try it. Now?
Okay, so unmute yourself, and we should be able to hear you. No.
Hey, you guys, if you have a question, make sure you press star to unmute yourself if you don't know that.
I'm hearing okay. Some background noise of somebody breathing, y'all. You can't. We're going to have security people going to have questions. Try to.
I can try the star six, Laura.
Okay. All right. Let me mute you again.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome. We just learned something new. So thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Heather.
Have you ever had somebody that you've given the product to that just will not try it? Have you ever asked for it back?
Oh.
Yes.
Ask Laura.
Yes.
And I meant to say that a minute ago and I forgot. Let me tell you how I do this. I give them this product, but first of all, I talk to them about it, and I tell them straight up, look, I'm going to share something with you. And I'm not telling everybody else to do it this way, but I usually give my product to them to try. Most people that I talk to, I value their opinion about it, and I'm not just trying to sell them. I'm going to make, before I ever give them product, they're going to be a serious business partner of mine. In other words, I'm going to make sure the value of it, I'm not just giving it to people anymore. I'm going to talk to this person about what I do, and it's going to have to be a serious candidate to become an associate in our business, or I will not give it to them. But when I do give it to them, I tell them straight up, Heather, I give them these three products, and I tell them it's going to take 3 days to try this. I want you to get the full effects of it, and I'm going to ask you to try it. And when they say, oh, I will, and then I tell them straight up, I'm going to call you, and you can ask Laura, I'm going to call you, and I'm going to ask you, and if you tell me you don't use these products, I'm coming to get them. They are gold. These products have changed people's lives, and if you take it home and throw it up on your counter or put it in your glove box or whatever you do with it and don't use it, I got people that would give anything to have that product, so I will come and get it. I tell them it straight up, and you can ask Laura that.
And they respect that. They respect that because you are putting value on that.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't want to try your product, don't spend no more time with them. They don't want nothing in life or anything. If they flat tell you I'm not trying that stuff, man, let's move on. We'll go to another one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But that's what I do.
Okay. Thank you, Tuck.
Thank you, Tuck. For good having
can you hear me?
Yes, Jay.
Okay. I can tell y'all I've done a lot of calls with Tuck. And I've heard people say, hey, you know what, Tuck, that product didn't work for me. Tuck's like, really, didn't work for you. So tell you what, I'm coming by to pick it up because I know the only reason it didn't work for you, you never put it in your mouth.
Right.
So get it. And then I've heard them say on the phone, Tuck, you're right, I'm sorry, I'll take it right now. So anyway, y'all, believe me, if they try the product, if you tell them how to take it, exactly how they're going to feel on it, it will work. Something else, let me touch a little bit on the lights off. I've just seen it over and over and over again where people will say, hey, you know what, I don't think the product worked. Say, how come? They said, I still woke up in the middle of the night. And, I've asked them, I'm like, you still woke up in the middle of the night? What for? They said, I had to go to the bathroom. Okay. Well, what happened after you went to the bathroom? Did you lay back down and go to sleep? They're like, yeah, I did. I said, are you normally able to go back to sleep? No, I'm not. Well, would you rather wake up wet? So here's the thing. It's not a sedative, so it's not going to knock you out. It's a relaxation. It lets your body put itself to sleep. You get a deeper night's sleep. You wake up rested, but it's not going to knock you out. So what it's doing is giving you a real sleep. So, y'all, that's one thing that's key to let them know. If you take it and you go to sleep, if your house catches on fire, you're going to wake up. If you hear a noise, if your kids are making noise or something, you're going to be able to wake up. But shut your eyes again, you'll be able to go back to sleep. And that's what's so key when people really realize that.
Excellent point, Jay. I appreciate you bringing that up because that's exactly how we shared. I forgot that point about that. But Jay's the one who taught me about sharing this product. And I shared way too much of it at first, and then I didn't share enough. And I can tell you something. We did learn how to share it, didn't we, Jay?
Does
anybody else have any questions that we can help you with?
Hey, Tuck, it's Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Katie. Great call, you guys. Thanks for all this information. My question is, how do you start the conversation when you call them back to follow up with their experience?
Well, to be honest with you, I learned this out of the book. You know, we got somebody online that did read the book this week, and I'm excited about having her come on and tell you about it. But in the book that we're supporting now, it tells you exactly how to follow up with people. And the way you follow up with them, you call them up and ask them, which product did you like the best? Because they're all great. I just wondered what you thought of, which one did you like the best? Or it's got to be a positive. Don't call up and say, did that product work for you? Because they want a way out. Just ask them what product worked the best. Did you like the lights on or the lights off? Because both of them are great. That's how I follow up with them. But if you tell the most important thing is you tell them when you're going to follow up with them. You plan that ahead of time so they're expecting it. You're going to ask them, I want to know how this product works. What time can I call you? And that's in that perfect invite that we taught last week. I don't know if you was on or not, Katie, but we went through those eight steps. But you ask them, when is going to be a good time for me to check? Most people will tell you they're working until 5 o'clock, and then they got to pick the kids up at soccer, and they'll you can call me at 8. So in other words, if I call you at 8 o'clock, you'll be available, and they say yes. Let them set the time. You'll have a lot better success.
Excellent. What are your thoughts on, like I was talking to, I think, Loretta, and I thought it was a good idea too. Just she would start with same thing, which product did you use? And then, you know, maybe one of the most common objections you might get. So, oh, did you have crazy green lights off? Or, you know, something like that, so that it's also in the positive, but maybe, yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Have you had any experience with that?
Well, the first thing I want to do is what they like best about it. You know, I mean, how did it feel getting a good night's sleep? I started off with a very positive thing. And then if they say, well, it didn't do this, I'm going to say, well, tell me the truth now, Katie. You know you didn't put that in your mouth. You know, I mean, you know you didn't take it. Just be honest with me, and I'll give you another night to go try it. But I know what it's going to do for you. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people forget. They really do. They're going to bed. This is kind of out of the ordinary. But if they say it didn't work, just make them promise you that they did take it. And then say, I'm sorry it didn't do what we expected. Try it one more night, and we'll see what happens. Or the light's on. Someone will say, well, I didn't really care for the test. Well, did you put it over ice, the taste? And, you know, everybody draws. I'll tell you the truth. The first time I sipped the product, I looked at Laura, and she goes, I go, man, that could make this taste a little better. And that was very early in the morning. She looked at me, and so helped me. She goes, you're going to love it. I can tell you.
That's
you
the
are
truth.
Love it.
It cost a lot more back then. I said, oh, you're going to love this stuff.
As soon as I got through with the first bottle, I craved it. You know, so I tell people, just be sure and drink it. It's an all-natural drink. It's nothing. There's no artificial flavoring. It's berries. And I don't have a problem with them trying the product no more, but I'm pretty, you know, I make sure they try them, because if they tell you it didn't do anything for them, well, most likely they didn't try it. But you can't run them off neither. Now, I don't want to be too bold. Laura thinks I'm a little too bold at times. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. And if it doesn't work for them, tell them you're sorry that it works for thousands of people and you're sorry it doesn't work for them. And
Let me get my product back. Yeah.
You know, because they're going to hear, and I'll tell you something else that happens. I got into this so fast and was giving so much product out and going to everybody in this town, and they'd tell me, Tuck, I ain't trying that stuff, and I just move on, go on. Well, what happens is they start talking to other people, and they start sitting in this restaurant, they start hearing what this product done for, like, Jim. We all ate at the same restaurant, and they started hearing about this product. Well, most of them, the reason you don't want to burn that bridge with them and get mad at them for not trying it, because I did that a few times, I said, man, you can't believe me just to try the product, you know, and I'd get a little upset because these are very good business friends of mine that I've done business with, and they trust me with everything, but they wouldn't try my product. The best thing you can do is don't burn that bridge with them, because here's what happens is they go sitting around in here, and they go to their friend's house, and they hear Jim talking about how this product that Tuck gave him saved his life, and it's done this, and it's done this, and he can sleep all night. The next thing you know, if you didn't burn that bridge with them, they'll call you up and say, hey, Tuck, you think I could try that product? So-and-so said it helped his joint pain tremendously. You think I could try it now? And then you go ahead and give it to them. But if you burn that bridge with them, they'll go get it from somebody else.
Yeah, when they hear it from someone else, that's your third-party validation.
Right.
So we had a lot of that, which is really, really huge.
Thank you.
I'll tell you something we learned, everybody on this call, that I've learned. You know, if you get a business partner in here that has tried the product and they know the product works, instead of just hitting them on all the opportunity, when they know the product works, they truly believe that they can do this. Instead of hitting them with the opportunity and then giving them some product, you want to hit them with an opening. You want to, you know, touch on what you're doing and how successful they could be. But when they really feel this product, they're a lot better off to go out and get two people and join and all. So I like using the product right in the beginning of my exposures, as Eric would say. And I think it's important because I don't want to sell something I don't believe in. That answer your question good enough, Katie?
You bet.
Anybody else have another question?
Hey, Tuck, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Well, let Amanda go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, man.
It's Pam from Edmonton.
Oh. Hey, Kim. Hello, Pam. How are you? Kim. Hello?
Hello? Hi. Can you
hear
me?
There, we can hear you.
It's Pam from Edmonton.
Hi, Pam.
I have this girl that bought a lights off canister from me, and she's gone on it for a week now. And I text her 3 days after and to see how it was. And I think she's expecting miracles. Like, she wakes up in the morning and she's tired. She can't get out of bed. So I text her after a week. She's been on the product now. And I gave her a week's supply of lights on and, well, 5 days of lights on as well, just to take half a pack in the morning or afternoon when she feels like it. But she was just basically interested in the lights off. So I gave her, she bought a canister off me. And then after the week, I texted her just today and asked her how she did after the week. And she says, well, she doesn't really notice any difference, but all she is she's snoring now. And I said, well, that must mean that you're getting your Zen sleep, right? But she still... And then her mom had 3 samples of it that I had given to her, but she gave to her mom. That's why she stopped and bought a canister. Her mom used up the 3 pot products, didn't really notice a difference, so she's waiting for her daughter to see if she notices a difference after a month on the product. Now, I want to promote the special that we have for the $59. If you get the 2 products, then you get the lights on free. But I don't know how to promote that when they're still discussing that it's not working for them, or they don't think.
Well, I'll be honest.
She's not going to give up. She's going to take off the month. She's going to do the month, but.
I would be honest with you. I really believe lights on and lights off works in conjunction.
Yes.
And you gave her, she did not try the lights on, is that correct?
Yeah, she did take the lights off. She did half and half of half maximize and half lights on. She would take.
See, I've not used the maximize a lot for the instant gratification, just to show these people that it works. I tell them that the maximize is probably our best product, but it's not real instant gratification like the lights on and the lights off, because we didn't have maximize when I'd done this. I would tell her to drink 2 full lights on a day and try it. I'd give her, if she would promise me she would try it, I'd have her drink a full lights on in the morning and a full lights on in the afternoon and just try it after using the lights on. And if she'll do that, she can't tell you that she don't feel a difference. I mean, and now if she's been really deprived of sleep terrible, it may take her 4 or 5 days to get caught up on her sleep, you know.
Yeah.
But... I definitely think she should use the lights on. I don't know that the maximize gives you the boost to actually feel. We all know the maximize is probably the most important product that you put in your body for health. But
it's long term.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So I would have her tell her that you talked to whoever, and they said for you to try. One lights on in the morning, one lights on in the afternoon, and try it for 2 days. And then check with her. Call her up and follow up with her. You know, make her sound valuable, because you've never seen this happen before. She's the first one that this didn't work for. I need to figure out what I got to do for you, so let me make a phone call, and I'll tell you what they tell me to tell her. And then just try that, because it'll make her feel valuable enough that you've done all that for her to try this product. You don't care about selling to her. You just want to make sure it works for.
Right.
Hey, Tuck. This is Jay again. One more thing. Let me mention that we've also done, and y'all, this will really, really help. Especially for me, the biggest thing for lights on, it changed my life. But I can tell you, the joint pain I had, because everything on my body hurt absolutely everything. I tell people just for joint pain, the plant-based glucosamine, it's like WD-40 for your joints. I tell them, do this. Write down everything on your body that hurts. I'm talking absolutely everything. Don't forget, if your pinky hurts, write it down, because what happens, and then take minimum 2 lights on a day. Look at that list again 7 days later. You will notice a difference. At the end of 30, you'll never be off. I let them know that. But here's the thing, what will happen is somebody will start taking it, and they're like, well, you know, it might have been helping my back a little bit, and then all of a sudden, but I don't notice that much of a difference. Then all of a sudden, once they start taking it, that pinky that might have hurt before stopped hurting, and all of a sudden they're like, what did I do to my pinky? All of a sudden, those aches and pains are going to come back. So I let them know, write down everything, look at that list again 7 days later. At the end of 30, they'll never be off of it, but say, you want to really find out whether it works again? Or whether it's working, stop taking it for a week. Or actually, they'll only have to stop taking it for a few days, and that pain's going to come back, and they will want it back. So anyway, that's something else you can do.
And Jay, that's a good point, because, you know, when we first started taking it, I had taken other supplements and that kind of thing. And I purposely stopped taking it for a week, and boy, did I notice a difference. So that's a huge point to have people write things down, because if you know, There is a difference. They just might not realize it. So I think that's a huge point.
That is a great point. And we always can tell them the best way to really try our products, if you can feel a little bit of difference, let's get a 30-day supply and try it for 30 days. You'll never be off of it, because that will work with them. Okay?
Yeah. And I told her to watch Tara's testimonial on her sleep experiment that she did. So she's going to watch that too, but...
You're moving her right along to different exposures. That's what you should do. You're treating her like a patient, and that's what we do. That's excellent. But see how that works and let me know if you will.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I think Dr. Sarda might have covered this at conference, but for the people on this call that weren't there, could you address when you're trying to talk to someone about the products, and most commonly lights off, people say, well, I don't have any trouble sleeping. Can you tell everybody how you address that with them? Just because a lot of times that'll throw people off. Well, oh, you know, gosh, they don't have trouble sleeping. And then, you know, we all know that the products do so much more, but can you just let everybody know how you get past that little hurdle?
Sure, sure. Well, the first thing I say is, how many hours a night do you sleep? Oh, I sleep 3 hours. Well, you're really not getting a good night's sleep, but that isn't the whole deal. The most important thing about our lights off is what the product does for you, how it detoxes your liver while you sleep. And I tell them about the antioxidants in it, the willow mushroom and the chamomile and that stuff. What it actually does, it's working in your liver and detoxifies your liver, like purifies your blood. I said, give it a chance, and I'll have them try it. I'll say, look, it's not just for sleep, because they think it's for sleep. But I always tell them, it's not just for sleep. It really is a wonderful antioxidant, too. And I'll ask them questions, you know, about their sleep, because a lot of people think they sleep. You know, Jay thought he slept good. He slept for 3 hours, and then he woke up. He'll tell you. But he didn't know. We don't really know what a good night's sleep is, so I'll ask him and explain that. You know, that just give me 3-day trial and see if you feel better during the day, and have him try lights on, because one or the other is going to work. Is that what you were looking for, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Something along those lines. Just something to get past the "well, I don't have any trouble sleeping" scenario, and just, you know, get into the product and. So kind of tell people the other stuff.
Hey, Todd, can I jump in on that one?
Sure.
Hey, it's Amanda Ryan here, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Amanda.
Hey,
Amanda.
Hey, Joe. Hey. I just wanted to jump in here, Joe, and put my 2 cents in. When I'm talking to somebody about lights off and they're saying that, you know, I don't have any trouble sleeping, I said, you know what, that's what I thought too. But honestly, it's about the quality of sleep you're getting. And what you're going to notice is that when you're getting up in the morning, you're going to feel more rejuvenated than you ever have before. You might not necessarily notice that, oh, it's knocking you out, because it's not knocking you out. It's relaxing your mind and body, putting you into your REM sleep, and allowing you to restore. So it's one of those things where you just let them know that it's about the quality over the quantity.
Thank you very much. You couldn't say it no better than that. Thank you.
Hey,
that's a good comeback, Amanda. I thought I was getting good night's sleep, too. That's a good way to spin it.
Exactly.
Hey, Tuck, let me add one more thing. A couple big things, because I don't know if people really know this also, but just on lights on and lights off helps you lose weight. Now, I'm not making medical claims, but you're going to see. The big thing, when you're not sleeping, you get more stress. Cortisol builds up in the body, which promotes weight gain. So I used to tell everybody I only need 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I never thought I really needed more sleep. Once I started sleeping, the weight started to come off. Well, something else I did is I was drinking lights on nonstop. But before every meal, in fact, I would drink it in ice water because it seems like it curbs my appetite more when I drink it really, really cold. But I would drink lights on before every meal. And I used to eat a ton, drink it before about 5 minutes before I eat, and I'm not eating as much. It's also giving your body what it needs, so it would curb my appetite. Something else is once your body gets what it needs, you're not constantly craving. So I used to go to the refrigerator, and I'd think, man, I'm hungry, and I'd eat everything in the refrigerator and couldn't figure out while I was gaining weight. Well, I don't do that anymore. My body's getting what it needs. So a lot of times you're not eating because you're hungry. You're eating because you're craving, because your body's missing something. Well, once your body's getting what it needs, you're not constantly craving. You're not constantly overeating, and the weight comes off. So anybody that knows me, I'm down 50 pounds. I feel better than ever. And it's not about a quick lose weight and put it back on. Tuck, I know you lost, 50, 60 pounds. You might have gained 10 of it back, but you're still down – 40 pounds?
Yeah, I gained about 15 back, to be honest about it. But I lost about 15 pounds. But I haven't, I'm a little weird with that. I eat anything, I drink anything I want. So
okay.
I've lost because of this product.
But think of this. So say you're down 30, 35 pounds. That's 3 10-pound sack of potatoes. Mm-hmm. Y'all think of how much weight that is. That's right off of him. Me, I'm 5 10-pound sack of potatoes. I feel better than ever. So, y'all, here's the deal. You get somebody on the product, and you know what? Don't be afraid to tell them, hey, get on the product. It is that good. So there's so many different benefits to the product, and this is my love. I love the product because it is that good, but the opportunity is even better. So, anyway, I'll shut up from now on.
That was great. That was fine, Jay. Anyway, we're getting this call. I can stay here all night if everybody wants to until 9 o'clock anyway and answer all the questions. But before I do that, I want to bring somebody on because I know this call is running too long, but I love answering questions and we want to answer anybody that has one. But Amanda, are you still on here? Last week I told everybody and tried to train on a perfect invite, and I explained to everybody about purchasing a book. And it's the book that I feel like is going to be my duplication model. And Amanda read the book, and I want her to tell y'all a little bit about it. For those of you that didn't get it and read it, I'm sure there's some on here that did. And I'd love to hear from you and see what you think about it. But are you still there, Amanda? Can you share a little bit about what we learned this week? Amanda, are you there? I guess we lost Amanda. Maybe she'll be back in a minute. Is there any other questions right now?
Hey, Tuck, I have a question.
Okay.
I came up with this today, a question. We had talked about
getting a, not addicted, but just like, do you get to the point where your body needs it? And I have about, my mom, her naturopath told her to go off, lights on and lights off. She said, oh, it's a great product, but I don't think you, it's really doing anything for you with the other stuff you're taking. And my mom, literally the second day of work, they sent her home because she was just so totally groggy and draggy. And so my person's question was, she was thinking about the effect and how, can't remember the ingredient, but how it, it's supposed to help, oh, the HCL is supposed to help repair cartilage and stuff. And so she was saying, you know, if you go off it, like if it's doing what it should be doing, it, you know, you should be able to go off it for 4 or 5 days and not have your pain come back. And I wasn't sure how to answer that because I had only done it in my own experience as far as the aspect. Have you had any information about that or any experience in that?
Well, I think what the product's doing, first of all, her doctor told her to go off of it. Is that right? You're breaking up. You were breaking up a little bit. I couldn't understand you.
Oh, no. My mom, I gave her the example that my mom had taken. She went off it because her naturopath had told her to take a break. And she was, you know, within 2 days, she had to go back on it, like, because she was just dead tired and got sent home from work. But I think her question was more like the HCL that's supposed to help repair cartilage and help with the joint pain and that sort of thing. And she said, if you go off it for 3 to 4 or 5 days, if it's doing its job, you know, you shouldn't have to, your joint pain shouldn't come back if it's actually doing repairing.
Okay, can I would ask the question, how long has your mother been on the product?
Well, my mom's been on it for a long time, but it was actually another lady that was asking the question, like she's a prospective customer, I guess. So I was trying to give her that as an example, my mom's example, but then she was asking more about the joint, like repair and that kind of stuff.
Well, I think that it takes inflammation out of the joints. But I can tell you this, your mother's older, I'm sure, and mm-hmm. it took years for her joints to be messed up. And like I can tell in my joints are better now. I've been on the product 7 years. I think it takes a long time to rebuild the cartridge and all, but I mean, the proof's in the pudding. If she felt great on it and went off of it and felt terrible, who cares what it's doing is what I would say. Look, the proof's in the pudding. If you go back on this product and you don't have this pain and you get along fine, I don't care what it's doing. I mean, that's what the way I would answer it, because my uncle tried to prove my product wrong in Tennessee. He went on it, said there ain't no way that was doing that, so he went off of it, and he started hurting. I said, well, you done what you done. You went off of it. Go back on it. He went back on it, and then he told me, well, I felt better, so I started exercising, so I'm going back off of it. So he went back off of it again. And the third time, he says, you know, I'm hurting like heck. I said, how long has it been? He said, well, it's been 2 weeks since I had any. I said, well, it really doesn't take a rocket scientist. Go back on it and see if you start feeling better, and he did. I said, now the smartest thing to do is go back off of it again and see if it works. I mean, you know, I'm being honest about it. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't work. But it works for your mother, and that to feel good, it's very inexpensive. That's the way I would answer that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I'm not a doctor, and you're not a doctor. I don't know if you're a doctor or not, but I'm just saying. I tell the people, look, I'm not a doctor. I just know what it's done for people. See if it works for you. And I'm sure there's a lot of critics out here that don't believe, but I believe more about this than I do American medicine since I've been on this.
Yeah.
I've seen it heal a lot more than drugs. So that's my answer to it.
Okay, so Amanda's here.
Does that help you? I hope it did.
Yes, thank you.
Amanda, are you on now?
I am here. Sorry about that, guys. I got the boot. My phone was being funny.
That's okay. Okay, I want you to do me a favor. I had you read that book, and I want you to explain to the people what you thought about it, Amanda.
Well, I got a lot. I got quite a bit to say on the whole topic. So first and foremost, thank you for putting on this call. You guys have done a wonderful job. This is amazing, and I'm just so blessed and privileged to have you guys in my life each and every day, and it's been amazing. So, you guys, this book they're talking about, it's called GoPro, and
I had been interested in reading it beforehand as well, because the mentor, I said it at convention, I really recommend you have a mentor within the company and a mentor outside of the company. And my mentor outside of the company actually was trained by the gentleman, that wrote the book. So I was interested in the book, and Tuck said, you know what, you should read that book, girl. It's golden. So I decided that seven steps and $7 was a buck a step, and it was a pretty good education tool to have. And then if you didn't even want to spend $7, you could actually go order it free online and wait for the paper copy to come in. But I don't have that much time to spare, so I'm like, you know what, let's go do it. I'm going to get on here, and I'm going to read it. And what I've learned from this, guys, is what we need to do is, number one, have the belief in ourselves and in this company and in this industry first and foremost. And I think what's going on a lot of times is people aren't educated on the industry. So what's happening is they're coming into these network marketing companies not understanding what's really going on, and expect something that we can't give them or that the industry can't give them. So, you know, and network marketing isn't perfect, but it is definitely a better way. And this book hammers it down piece by piece exactly what it's about, and teaches you about the industry on top. It teaches you to teach your people about the industry instead of just, you know, here's my product, here's my opportunity. Well, if somebody gives you a product and an opportunity and you don't know what the industry is about, then you're probably starting off on the wrong foot. And what I realized in reading this was, if we were to go back to school today to become a professional in anything, a professional doctor, a professional lawyer, a professional white-collar anything, we're going to invest seven years of our lives in school, probably go further into debt to become a professional in that industry, and then come out making less money than people were 10 years ago that were becoming doctors. So I was thinking about it, and as he's saying all of these things, it's just resonating to me. If we want to be professionals, you know, are you really in a network marketing company to be a diamond inside of a company? Does that really matter to us? Probably not, you know. And I thought about it, you know, I want to become a professional at this. So to become a professional at this, what am I going to do? I'm going to learn from the pros. What did they do? What did they implement into their lives? And this book is just a way of seeing how somebody who is professional in the industry has done it. And he's done his due diligence. He's went around the world and, you know, he actually interviewed 30 different people on what they thought the perfect career was. And that's kind of how he opens up all of his stuff. So I said to myself, okay, you know what, I'm going to invest my time. I'm going to become a professional in this industry. I'm going to learn wherever I can. I'm going to grow wherever I can. But the thing is now I've got this 7-year plan in action. If I do it in 3 or 5, I'm going to be one happy young lady, because I'm really young. I'm young still, right? 38 years old. That's not very old. And I'm going to come out a professional, and I'm not going to be in debt. You know, and it just made sense. The book made sense. The steps made sense. The way you were doing it made sense. So I told myself, from this point on, I'm going to start educating the people about the industry first before I even educate them on Dynamax. Because if they understand the industry, they're going to see how wonderful a vehicle Dynamax really is to propel them forward to becoming a professional. So I'm going to leave it at that, you guys. It's a $7 investment. I suggest you get the audiobook so you're not waiting. It's amazing. It's an amazing tool to have. It's just like any other book out there. Don't waste time. Get on there. Get the book. It's called Go Pro. Okay?
Thank you so much, Seth. Man. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, we got to call this call off. I'd love to answer more questions, but I do want to tell people, you don't have to wait on this call. If you have questions about this stuff, you can call me anytime you'd like. We're on Eastern time. But anybody can call me. My number is 386-804-9352. And I will set up a time and help you any way I can. You don't have to wait on a training on a week, but we're going to be training on the book. I hope a lot of the people got the book. And if you did, I want you all to let me know what you thought about it off air and all that, off these calls. But we got a conference call in 10 minutes, I guess it is. So let's all get on the corporate call. We love having y'all. We hope you're getting value from this. And anything we can help you with, we'd be glad to. But we'll look forward to next week, and we'll – we'll train on the next skill, okay? Thank everybody, and be on the corporate call tonight. Let's load it up.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.